curiosity.
Meow.
Curiosity.
Meow.
Can't explain, cause I don't know why, but a pussycat will snoop and pry and risk 9 lives to satisfy his curiosity.
Meow.
Grandpa Tomcat's my name. And if you're looking at the first picture in your teletalkie, you'll see me. Oh, that little fella sitting beside me there fishing, that's Casper. Casper's my grandson, and he's a very, very curious little kitten.
Meow.
Hey, Grandpa, look. I caught a bottle.
Don't open it.
Why not?
Well, there's no telling what might be in it.
That's why I want to open it.
Casper, the trouble with us cats is we've got too much curiosity. Been getting us in a peck of trouble ever since the first kitten was born.
When was that, Grandpa?
Over 1 million years ago. And you know the funny thing? That kitten was fishing one day, just like you. And he caught a bottle, just like you. And he was curious.
Just like me?
Just like you. And he grabbed the cork and opened the bottle. And now, when you hear the bell ring, change the picture. Out of the bottle there came with a puff a small cloud of smoke. And oddly enough, it got bigger and bigger. It grew and it grew. And what do you think it turned into? A weird monster.
Yeah!
He stood 20 feet high, had only one eye, and pink horns that were shaped like a tweezer. And he spouted a stream of polka dot steam through a hole in the top of his beezer. And then do you know what? He started to wag both his tails.
Both of them, Grandpa? You mean the monster had two tails?
Yep. One tail was striped in delicate blue. The other was spotted brown. The blue one he wagged from side to side, and the brown one up and down. Then he turned to the bottle, and here's what he said.
By the helm I churn, and the horn on my head. Come abracadabra, come abracaday.
And out of the bottle there came right away a pot and a meat axe, a table, a stove, potatoes, tomatoes, red pepper, a clove, Tabasco and mustard, vegetable fat, and a book on the fine art of cooking a cat.
Golly, Grandpa, was the monster going to eat that poor little kitten?
Yep, he sure was.
What did the kitten do, Grandpa?
Well, what would you do?
I'd start to run.
Well, that's exactly what the kitten done. Would you like to know what happened next? Then turn over the picture and the record.
Grandpa! Grandpa! Did the weird monster catch that poor little kitten?
Well, now I'll tell you. It was a hot summer day when he started to run. He took off with a leap and a bound, and he ran with the speed of a galloping steed in spite of the snow on the ground.
Snow? I thought you said it was a hot summer day.
It was when he started. But that monster chased him all the way from June to January. The monster caught him, put him in a pot, lit the stove, and the stove got hot. Water boiled, water bubbled. And the kitten sat there, mighty troubled. And he said to the monster,
You don't want to eat me, Mr. Monster. Look, you chased me so much, I'm nothing but skin and bones.
But the monster replied,
I like skin and bones.
Then the kitten happened to notice the bottle. And he said to the monster,
You're big and powerful, all right. But I'll bet you're not very clever.
I am so. I'm the cleverest monster in the whole wide world.
But you aren't clever enough to get back in that bottle again.
Ain't that so?
And with that, the monster grew smaller and smaller and smaller. And then he hopped back inside the bottle again.
What did the kitten do, Grandpa?
Well, what would you do?
I'd grab the cork and plug up the bottle.
That's just exactly what the kitten did. Then he took the bottle and threw it in the ocean.
And that was the end of the monster, huh?
Just before that bottle reached the water, bottle hit a rock, busted open, and out came the monster again.
But, Grandpa, that doesn't sound like the monster. That sounds like a dog.
Well, that's right. The monster had changed himself into an ornery dog. He chased after that kitten.
The kitten started to run?
Yes, sir. And dogs have been chasing cats ever since. Which goes to show you how much trouble can come from having too much curiosity.
Meow.
Curiosity.
Meow.
Casper, why don't you open that bottle and see what's inside?
Not me!
Don't intend to snoop and pry and risk 9 lives to satisfy my curiosity.